Hello?
I can speak to Helen Andrews, please.
Stephen.
Hi, Helen. My name's Michael. I'm calling from MMA Legal. We're the law firm helping you with your Scottish redress case.
All right, yeah.
How are you, Helen?
I am fine, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. Sun's shining. It's a nice day today.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, what's it like up there? Is it sunny?
Yes, it is sunny up there.
Oh, fantastic. Helen, do you have 5 minutes to have a chat with me about your case?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Like I said, Helen, my name's Michael. I'm part of the investigation team at MMA.
Okay.
Just to let you know, Helen, all our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. It's my role to get to know you, Helen, get to know your case, and then my team are going to go out and gather the evidence for you, whether that's from social services of the care settings you stayed in, any sort of, you know, NHS, GPs, any sort of information I can gather, I'll get it. And what that does is obviously gives weight to and subsidises your claim for what we do, what's called the final submission to the Scottish Redress Team. But my role on this call today, Helen, is not so much about your time in care. You've already gone over that with our customer care team.
Yeah.
My role today is to try and understand the trauma you faced as a child, how that had an impact on you in your adult life. Now, whether that be through the likes of depression, anxiety, PTSD, any sort of alcohol or drug substance issues, what I'll then do is I'll go and gather that evidence. And we can then obviously give an accurate picture of not only what happens to you in care has had a massive effect on your whole entire life. Is that okay, Helen?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So I am going to ask you some tough questions, Helen. I do apologise in advance, but I wouldn't be doing my job for you if I didn't ask. So that being said, Helen, have you ever suffered with depression?
Yeah. I'm under the doctor for depression.
Okay. I'm seeing a doctor. Okay. Is it just a depression or is it depression and anxiety?
Depression and anxiety, I've got.
Okay. At any point in this call, Helen, you don't wish to continue, just let me know and I'll stop it and we can come back to it, no problem. Have you had any issues with alcohol or any substance issues, Helen?
I've had alcohol substance years ago. I've not had a drink in 11 years now.
Ah, well done.
Yeah, I just woke up one morning and I said to myself, I'm not going to drink, and that was me, and I've had a drink since.
Oh, perfect. 11 years ago. Did you seek any sort of medical attention for the alcoholism or?
No, I done it all myself.
Okay. That takes a strong will there.
Yeah. I try to be.
Yeah, well done. Stop by yourself. I have got one real tough question for you, Helen. I am truly sorry that I do have to ask you this. But have you ever tried to take your own life, Helen?
Yes, a few times. Several times.
Okay. Sorry, I'm so sorry that you thought that was your only option at the time.
Yeah.
Okay. Did any of those suicide attempts end up in hospitalisation?
Yes, a few times.
Okay. Okay. Sorry about that one, Helen. That's a tough one. I'm sorry, and it will come to light why I have asked you. Okay. So the reason why I asked that question, Helen, and obviously the hospitalisation piece, is I'm going to write to the hospital that you were admitted to. I'm going to gather that as evidence.
Yeah, but it was in Lift Hospital, but Lift Hospital is shut down in Dundee.
Okay. If you give me the name of the hospital, I'll write to the relevant NHS.
It was Lift Hospital.
OF?
Yeah, Lift. Lift. L-I-F-S.
L-I-F-S. Okay.
Yeah, Lift. Yep.
And that's in Dundee, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. And with your permission, Helen, I'm going to write to your GP.
Yes.
I'm going to gather all your medical records from your, okay, obviously your depression and your anxiety, because obviously we can, yep, use that as evidence as well. So can I take your GP's details, please, Helen?
It's Dr. IIT.
Dr. IIT?
Yes. Yeah, no, it's... Yeah, no, it's a strange name, yeah, no.
Yeah. Can I take your practice, please?
It's Antrim Medical Centre.
Antrim?
Antrim. A-N-C-R-U-M.
C-R-U-M.
Yeah,
Antrim.
Medical
Centre? Yes. Okay, thank you. Okay, so what I'll do is I'm going to write to your GP, and that's in Dundee as well, isn't it?
Yes, that's in Dundee, yeah.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to write to your GP. I'm not going to tell him why I'm writing, Helen. I'm just going to request all of your medical records. I'm going to write,
yeah,
to the NHS Trust of the hospital.
I'm wondering, I'm going to be under the psychiatrist. Well, I was under a psychiatrist and I left alone for 11 months. And now I've got an appointment with Wedderburn on Monday with psychiatrist.
Okay. Is that a referral from your GP, is it?
Yeah, that was from more than months ago. It was at Alloway. And then left me for the distressed me there because I moved areas and left me for 11 months. And now I've got an appointment with a psychiatrist on Monday.
Okay. That's silly, leaving you for 11 months, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, terrible. Because it's down on the tablets and everything.
Yeah.
Yes.
11 months.
No, no.
Okay. I'm just due. Yeah. 5 minutes. On Monday. So Helen, I'm also going to write to obviously your GP, the hospital. I'm going to write to the social services of the care settings that you were in.
Yeah.
Once I get that information, Helen, do you want me to share it with you?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's your information, you see, so that's why I ask. So once we get all that information, we'll go through that together, Helen, me and you. We'll,
okay.
We'll make sure that we haven't missed anything out. There's no...
Okay.
No, you're absolutely happy with everything before we do what's called our final submission to the Scottish Redress Team.
Yeah, that's no problem.
What will then happen, Helen, is we'll then get a panel date relatively quickly. And a panel is the people that judge on our case. Now, from there, we will hopefully get you, obviously, the recognition that you deserve of all wrongdoing and some financial compensation, Helen.
Oh, that's, yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Do you have any questions about that process, Helen? Or
not at the moment.
Okay. I just need to go back one step with you, Helen, obviously, due to the sensitive nature of these cases, just to make sure you are fully aware of our fees. What we charge, how we charge them, and what other options are out there. It takes me 2 minutes to run over with you, and if you're still happy for me to continue, then obviously I will. Just to let you know, Helen, you can actually apply to the Scottish Redress yourself. You don't need a law firm to do that. That would obviously entail, if you wish, to build your own case by, you know, gathering your own evidence and submitting your own case to the Scottish Redress team. So you don't need a law firm to do that. So that's option one. Option two there are other law firms out there who will help you apply. It's quite important. They won't charge you any fees. The reason why they do that is they get paid £2,000 from the Scottish Government as part of the Government Legal Fee Scheme. They get paid that whether you win, lose or draw. I can't legally, you know, discuss or objectify the processes, what they would do, probably more importantly, what they don't do for you. What I can tell you, Helen, is we don't participate in that scheme. We've rejected it on multiple occasions. We don't want a handout from the Scottish Government. what we do is we enter into a joint venture with you under a, what's called a no win, no fee. What that means is if you win, we win. If you lose, we lose. And it's on
all right.
It's on us as a law firm to go out and give you the best chance of getting the, you know, the maximum amount of.
Yeah, I'd rather go with you.
Thank you. Just to let you know, Helen, our fees are capped at 20%, inclusive of all VAT. It actually works out just under around 19.23%. But just ease of tongue, you'll never pay us more than 20%, no matter how much time we spend on your case. On the flip side of that, Helen, because obviously you've been through such emotional hardship throughout your whole life, we will never put any sort of financial strain on you. What that means is if we're unsuccessful, Helen, we'll never come to you looking for the fees. Our insurance policy will cover all of our time. So there's a cost, there'll be no costs that are passed on to you, Helen.
Right.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Do you understand those three options, Helen?
Yeah, I understand, yep.
Okay, are you still happy for me to continue with your case?
Yes, I am.
Perfect. Let me just check one thing, Helen, because you do have what's called a 14-day period from the date you signed any information with us. 126. So you signed with us on the 3rd of the 11th. So just to let you know, Helen, you have what's called a 13-day cooling off period. What that means is anything up to, 14 days cooling off period. What that means is anything 14 days from the time you signed with us, you can rip up the agreement and walk away, without any sort of, you can then go out and, work the case however which way you want.
Yeah, I understand that.
Alternatively, Helen, you do have the right to waive the 14-day cooling off period. And that what that means is we can get started on your case as soon as possible. But that's entirely up to you.
Yeah, that's no problem.
Are you happy to waive the 14-day cooling off period, Helen?
Yeah, I want to go ahead with the case.
Okay, perfect. So what I'll do, Helen, is I'll write to you within the next 2 weeks of this call. You'll have all my contact details. You have my number now. My name's Michael.
Okay, Michael.
If you need me for anything, Helen, just give me a call. If you're, if you're struggling mentally and it gets too bad, obviously call the authorities. But if you just need a chat with somebody who understands your background, then give me a call. I'm always at the other end of the phone.
That'll be good. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you, Helen. Thank you for being so brave and talking to me today. Honestly, I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Helen. I'll see you soon. I'll be in touch, Helen, every few weeks. So.
Okay, then. Thank you.
I'll let you know how I'm getting on. Thank you, Helen.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye. Bye.